It's the God you holy, and shout out to us. Shout out to us right now. The dream team, man, the work we've been putting in and doing, and the way we've been changing people's lives. And I really just went public with the Dream Team Manifest. And I really got to thank y'all, because y'all really empowered me to, you know, make it what it possibly could be, and take it from an underground type of thing to, you know, a part of my brand in a real way, just like music and things of that nature. So I just want to thank y'all, because y'all really like helped me with that strength. Y'all really held me up and was like, you know, I can't shit on y'all, man. I got to give all thanks to y'all, man. All thanks to y'all. You know what I'm saying? And of course is a part of the creator's plan. So we're going to thank the creator, as we always do, every single time that I can say something, that, you know, we can be in a space where I can say something that you can take with you and run with it. And, you know, if you don't like it, throw it away, put it in a recycling bin or whatever. Today we're going to talk about six of the worst words. I don't even like, see, I'm so like intentive. Is that the word? Intentional in my speech, that I don't even like saying worse. So I got to find another way to word that, because I don't even want to spell that out. Like, I gotta find another way. But for now, I'm saying the six most negative, let's say that, the six most negative words for manifestation. Yeah, we're going to do that. Last time we did the 9 super words, and that went over super well. A lot of people took that and they really ran with it, and they gave me notes and wrote down, like, you know, ways that changed their mindset. So that was dope, because I didn't even think that was like the greatest piece of content, honestly. I was like, man, I was kind of iffy on it, but the response was, you know, once again, allowed me to be like, okay, I can do what I do. And that's why I thank y'all and appreciate y'all. But 6 negative words, 6 of the most negative words for manifestation. Let's start with number 1, bless. People think this is a great word to use, because we've been taught that everything comes from some power that's above us, that's not even actually attached to us. Like, we've been told that, you know, the higher beings have to, like, you know, drizzle down, like how they go over like third world countries and just fucking send them lunch on an airplane, like the shit fly down from a parachute and then now they eat lunch. Like, that's how they treat us as it pertains to, like, you know, the gods, or what they would call the gods and blessings. Like, nah, that ain't even, that's not how it worked. That's not how it worked. This what they severed, that you gotta realize. You gotta realize they severed yourself from your higher self, right? So if you thinking you getting a blessing from some bigger entity, and you not recognizing the connection between you and that entity, meaning this is your higher self. It's no such thing as it not being your higher self, right? Because we all are connected. Like, we have a collective higher self, and then higher selves than that. And then we have a personal higher self and things of that nature. So you're not getting a blessing. You tapping into yourself. And you receiving from yourself. It's all from you. It's no such thing as it not being from you. And that's not to take away the power of the Almighty God, but the Almighty God has empowered us with our own subdivision of that power. Like, we got the same power on a different level, because we, of course, you know, I don't want to say trapped, but we confined for now, at least physically, to a 3D realm. Like, so we in this space, but outside of this space, we are even greater than we are here, in a sense. So you gotta just recognize when they're trying to, like, separate you from God and separate you from your higher self, because God is your higher self. You could, if you think of your higher self as God, think about that connection you would have versus, oh, you and God is like a child and a parent. Like, that's your parent. Like, nah, this is me on a higher level. So, yeah, we don't get blessings. Blessings ain't cool. Like, blessings That's not, no. Nobody's parachuting us down lunch. We're not in no third world countries. We're not doing that. So, horrible word. Pray once again, man. You gotta realize, how can I put pray? Like, when you have words that sound alike, they mean the same thing. I don't care what the English language will have you think about, like, how they use it is different. No, it's like English come from phonics or phonetics or Phoenicians. That's why we have definitions. It's the Phoenician translation to the sound. That's what a definition is. It's the Phoenician. So Phoenician, the key word in Phoenician is phone. Phone is the root word in phonics. So anything that we see on paper come from a sound. It's the actual sound that's the vibration and not the paper. Like the paper, how it's spelled, that's a whole different science from how it sound. That's why certain shit be spelled different but sound different, because they intentionally spelled it different to distort the actual meaning of the phonetics. So if you take words off of out of their natural vibration and you like overlay it with the spelling, then you could kind of make it mean what you want it to mean when it go into people's minds, because the spell is a sigil and it's got its own symbolic thing. So now you just translated phonetics into spelling and now it's like distorting the meaning. I just say that all to say pray and pray is the same word. So if you are praying, that means you're being preyed upon. It's no other way. It's no other way. Or you're preying on something, meaning you're not taking advantage of abundance, the law of abundance. Like if you have to pray to eat, like if you have to pray on someone else to get your food, then you will always have to rely on them for food. You get what I'm saying? You don't ever want to pray. Either way, it's a horrible word. Even if you take it like, oh, if you say pray, if you do a prayer, then you're being preyed upon. Or if you're praying on something, you're using that thing for your advantage. And then you're going to need another one to do it over and over again. What you got to realize is the power is within yourself. Like you're the generator. So you don't need to pray or be prayed on. It's a horrible word. I don't know why. Well, I know why people use it. But yeah, no, stop. Stop right now. Stop. Take pray out of your, like, take the P's out of your dictionary right now. Can't. Number three is can't. We know what can is, man. Can is like a solid wall. Can is like a, not even a brick wall, like a fucking steel wall. Like some shit you would never be able to penetrate, like fucking titanium or something like that. Because if you say you can't do something, you just literally blocked yourself off from going that way. Like, if you was in the middle of a maze and you kept saying can't, can't, you would box yourself in. Even if the maze wasn't even really a maze. Let's say it's like 8 open passageways. No matter where you go, you will fucking get out. But when you keep saying can't, then the fucking doors keep... You ever watch one of them movies when somebody is like, I don't know, in some box or in a maze or something like that, and the shit slide down, like the doors slide down? You're doing that every single time you say can't. So then you say enough can't, you're going to look around and you're going to box yourself in. You got 8 ways to get out of something and you just told yourself you have no way to get out of it. Like the scary thing about your mind is you control it. Like that's the scary thing about your mind. And this is part of the reason why we're here. Like this is part of why, you know, some of the allegories that go on inside the Bible do, like, you know, when we quote unquote fell from Eden, it's because we didn't know how we got to that point. We was like gods that didn't understand the science of actually what we're doing and how to get there. So you in a third dimension to earn your right. You in a third dimension right now to earn your right back to the fourth and fifth so that you can continue your work. But I'm saying you got to earn your right because you got to have your mind right. Like, okay, we know things in the third dimension. I may have said this 4 or 5 times, but I'll reiterate again. We know things in the third dimension move super slow. This is why it's a real science, and I gotta stop saying science, I don't like that word either, but it's a real science for now, to manifestation, mm-hmm. because the shit moves slow in this world. If we was in the fifth dimension, what you thought of would just appear. But think about if your mind wasn't right and you was in the fifth dimension and you thought of some shit and it appeared, you'll fucking go crazy. You will create your own hell. So that's why you here now earning the right, like getting all that bullshit out of your mind, out of your system, living in purgatory, meaning purge, purging everything. This is the like the a reverse world, a inverse world, a world of fucking, you know, like when you purge, you throw up, you shit or whatever. This is the shitty throw up world. So you here to do all that type of work, all these sad times and shit like that. You got to go through this shit, got to go through purgatory to get to the next step. So when you saying can't, you literally taking your options away, like you taking your freedom away. Man, I'm fucking 48, man. I can't go back to school. Why the fuck not? That's what I'm saying. Like shit like that. That's not even true. Like, yo, man, you know, niggas be balling, man. I can't live that lifestyle. What is these niggas doing? Like, yo, I never got this, right? And I wouldn't say cockiness, but maybe it's my confidence working in my favor. Because I've never thought somebody with two arms, two legs, a head, brain, mind, feet, whatever, just like me, got blood running through their system, just like me. If you cut them, they bleed, just like me. My shit gonna be bright red though, because I'm super alkaline, but just like me. And I can't do what they do. That makes no sense at all to me, at all. Because we got the same 24 hours in a day. That's why I'm not a hater. Like, niggas be in position to hate because they be positioning themselves lower than the people they look up to. I never looked up to anybody. Always looked at people. I never looked up to anybody, by the way. I looked at people and said, yo, that's what I want to do. Damn, that's hot. So it ain't nothing to be jealous of. It's nothing to be envious of. I'm looking at them like me. And you should, because that's a part of manifestation too. If you can't be happy for your brother, you can never get what you want. You can never, because you... Like the universe would know you not even going to appreciate it. Why would I even fuck around with this nigga over here who already jealous? Like, imagine if he gets some power, you're going to destroy this shit. Nah, it don't work like that, bro. You got it. If you can never congratulate the next man, then you can never have what the fuck you want. You too busy worried about what somebody else the fuck got. Like, that's why niggas sit around talking about all these celebrities all day and what they doing in their life. And, did you see with Kodak Black? Oh, God. Nah, son. Because Kodak Black making real moves. And he's free. Like, he's not running around saying, I can't do this and I can't do that. Nah, he doing this fucking thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You look at Will Smith. Imagine a nigga like Will Smith saying can't. And then think about the type of nigga he is. Yeah, it's for a reason. That's what I'm saying. Like, certain type of niggas would never use this type of language. So let's move on, man, because I don't want to spend too much time on this. I am kind of turning a negative into a positive. That's cool. But yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on some shit I'm calling negative or worse or something like that. So let me just run through this. But the word but is like a fucking stepladder to bullshit. It's like a stepladder to an excuse. Like, it's a bridge to an excuse. Because if I tell somebody, yo, the speech I just gave, yo, you got two arms, two legs, and a brain, a mind, feet, whatever, just like the next man, a blood running through you, just like them, you cutting it, whatever I just said. They still going to say, yeah, okay, but, and make an excuse of why they can't do something. Now, yeah, that's right, but, I mean, yo, only reason Donald Trump got all that money, man, because, you know, he had 2 or 3 million to start out with, man, but I don't got that. Man, Donald Trump got disadvantages and advantages. First of all, he looked like that. Did you ever see him? The nigga is, like, orange. Like, he probably, like, scare people. Like, he look like the superhero nigga that's orange. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, he got, I mean, that's funny, but I'm saying he got disadvantages too. the nigga probably can't fucking, you know, he got issues talking and like he don't even know how to be like a cool nigga for real. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's what he showed the public during that whole thing. I don't know. He was a cool nigga before. He was hanging out with Mike Tyson and all these niggas. And I don't know what the fuck goes on with that. But I'm saying, if you say but, you're allowing yourself to make an excuse. Like, ain't no buts. It's no buts. It's no buts. Take the ass out. It's no buts. At all. Shit is what it is. If you're making a butt, you're on your way to an excuse. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't care what you say. The butt is a way to an excuse. Take that shit out of your language. Take it out. Take it out of your speech all the way. Yo, man, I want to go. I really, you know what? I do want to go on that trip with you, but nah, nigga, go hustle. Go get in your motherfucking car. Do Lyft. You know what I'm saying? And get the money up for the trip if that's what you want to do. Or if you ain't got no motherfucking car, hustle up. Get the money for a car. Do the Lyft. Like, just take steps, man. But the butt is not going to get you there. The butt is going to make you an ass. For real. Yeah, you're going to be ass out fucking with that butt. Number five, want. That's not a word I would suggest or like say too often, because being in a state of want, see, like, want is a state. And you gotta realize I've said this a bunch of times, but when you live in a state, that's where you are. Like, if you're in a state of Missouri, all your mail is gonna say Missouri on it. So if you're in a state of want, you're going to be constantly wanting things instead of having them. Oh, that's a great manifestation word. I love have. Oh, I love have. We got to do part two. Have is so powerful. Oh, yeah. Like, yo, I have. Yeah, that's dope. But want is going to have you in a state of want. So instead of having everything you want to have, you're going to want to have it, because that's what the universe understands when you say want. Yo, I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. Instead of saying, I have this. 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 Who you think going to manifest faster? Who you think going to get where they want to faster? Who you think going to have less distortion in their manifestation? A person who knows that they have these things. When you have something, even if you don't physically have it, you know it's on the way there. So you have it. It's like, you had, like, nobody go around saying, man, yo, to their job, like, yo, do you have the money that I'm working for? Like, I put in 8 hours. Do you have the money? They're not worried about that shit. They're not worried about that shit. Like, nobody walks up to their fucking, I don't know, vehicle, like, yo, do you, you know, you have the gas? Or, like, no, like, you know it's there. So when you know, then you have the, you know, one of my core four principles. Freedom, conviction, wisdom, balance. It's conviction. You can only get conviction through having. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean about being convicted. When you convicted, that means it's done. When somebody get convicted in the court of law, that means it's over. Like, it's done. It's over with. This is your fate. So being convicted is when you select your conviction, you are now selecting your own fate. You making your own court of law. So if you're not convicted, you can never be, like, you can never have. You're going to always want. And the state of want is something the universe understand as this person loves to want. They love to be in that state. So don't want nothing, yo. Don't want anything. We not wanting nothing. We getting it, or we doing it, or we being it. We ain't wanting it at all. And number six, the last one, man, last but definitely least, trying, man. This is probably the most overused word. I don't know, like, I come from, you know, I got listeners from all over, so I don't know where y'all from, but, like, I come from the super gutter, like, the super urban, what they would call, you know, the hood, you know what I mean? Like, the hood, the streets, and the projects, to be specific. So, like, I know that people use this word more than they use any word ever. The only words niggas use more than trying is probably nigga. Like, nigga, or, you know, some shit like that, that you could say every 5 minutes, like, nah, I mean, or something like that. But other than that, other than those words, trying is the word that's used the most where I'm from. So that shit is like taking food out your own mouth, saying you trying to do something. Like, cause you gotta realize what a trial is. Like I just said, when you convicted, the trial is the playtime, the in-between time. You don't want to meddle in the middle. I like that. You don't want to meddle in the middle. Like, you want to just go straight to the destination and be like, I'm here. And then allow the energy to catch up. Allow your life to catch up to where you actually are. When you're trying, that means you're in a trial period. You get what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't be having trials. Trials is like practice. So you could practice all day, but if you never get in the game, what's the practice for? I'm not saying don't try. I'm saying when you're really ready, do. Like this is the game. Like, you decide when the game is and you decide when you're practicing. So if you want to have a trial period, you could say, yeah, I'm trying this out. But once you're doing it, I don't want to hear you saying, yo, I'm trying. You know what I mean? I'm trying to. No. You done trying. The try is over. The try is over once you figured out what you actually want to do. There's no trying. You in the game. Like if you in the fucking game, there's no room for trying. Like, this is the game. Like you down 20 points. Let's go. Ain't no trials. Practice over. You know what I mean? So that word is not only that, it's like a crutch. People use that crutch. Like, when you come up on a motherfucker and you really run down on them, like, man, what the fuck you doing, man? First thing they're going to say is, yo, I know, big bro, but I'm trying. Nah, you not trying. You just saying that. That's just a crutch so you don't have to fall on your word. Nah, man, I'm not trying to hear that trying shit. Like, nah, ain't no trying. Ain't no trying, bro. You doing it or you not doing it. Like I said, it's room for trial periods. But once that shit is over and you convicted, you say, yo, I'm in. I'm all the way in. Ain't no trying. Don't never say that shit around me or in your whatever business you got going on, man. Because the niggas that's trying is still trying. That's similar to want. I want. I'm trying. I want to try, but I can't because I got to pray and be blessed to even have it. All these words is like ridiculous, but trying ain't it. So go do that shit. I'm the God Gioli. I probably spent way too much time on this shit, but I'm giving y'all one more for the month is up. And take this shit, man. Run with it. I know what I'm doing now. I know what I'm doing now. And I love it. I love being able to live in my purpose and say I'm doing what I'm doing, not even for me. Like, this is my service. Like, I've been put in a position to even do this. That's the part that I feel great about, is the fact that I've been put in a position to even do this. Not the work. You know, I gotta sit here and like take time out of my day to do this. That's fine. I gotta, you know, find a way to get it to the most people I could possibly get it to. That's fine. What the great part is for me is the fact that I've been chosen. I've been chosen. The universe has said, this is you. And the fact that if I'm gonna have a proud moment, it's the fact that I adhered to that calling and said, you know what? You're right. And I didn't run away from it. And, you know, we public now. So it's going to be a lot more going on, man. I'm going to be really like promoting this thing like a thing. So, you know, we're going to have a lot more family members coming in. But y'all greet them well. You know, make sure they wipe their feet before they come in the house. Take off their shoes when they get in the house. Offer them some raw food. You know what I mean? And let them know, like, we all family, we all tribe. And I'll be seeing y'all soon. That's a fact. I gotta find a way to meet up with y'all and get it popping and everybody get their little, you know what I mean, test and make sure everybody cool. And we get it shaking, man. So yeah, I'm the God Gioli. I just had a real moment, and this has been the Dream Team Manifest for the day. Now the rest is me just kind of shutting this off. All right, out of here.